You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to another episode of the Oracle of You podcast. I'm your host, Beth Hewitt, and each day on the show, I will share with you a download of intuitive Oracle card guidance to support you in whatever way you need right now in this moment. And remember, whenever you are listening to this, whether this is an episode from a couple of years ago or just yesterday, this is exactly the right time for you to receive this message. So this is episode 24, and the cards that we have got today are End of an Era card from the Butterfly deck. We have the Six of Fire from the Angel Tarot card deck by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. And we have the Writer's Group card from the Archangel Gabriel cards from the Doreen Virtue Oracle card deck. So let's get on with the message of today's cards. So we start with this End of an Era butterfly card. And this message is for you if maybe you've been going through the throes of something for a while now. Maybe something has been really dominating part of your life. It could be quite a big chapter. It could be an end of a relationship. It could be the end of a job. It could be the end of a way of thinking. It could be the end of a contract, whatever that is for you. Right now, you are coming to the end of that. And with that comes lots of different emotions and feelings. Sometimes we can feel really happy about that. And sometimes we can feel quite upset or reminiscing or not wanting to let go. Now, this card, the End of an Era card, is paired with the Six of Fire, which says victory, good news is on its way, public recognition for your awards, and the Writer's Group. Create or join a Writer's Group to gain inspiration, friendship, and support. And often when I receive the Writer's Group card, I don't necessarily mean that it's specifically about writing or joining a group for writers. For me, this is a card about finding the group, the community, the place, the support that is going to support you in this next chapter. So if there's something new that you're wanting to do now that the End of an Era card is here, now that the End of an Era is upon us, how can you best support yourself through this transition into the new? Where can you find new inspiration, new friendships, and where can you find support to help you in this next chapter in your life? If you've been going through something where you feel like you've been treading water, or that you've not been getting the recognition that you desire, or that you've been overlooked or talked over, whatever that is for you, the Six of Fire card is here to tell you that good news is here. Like, all of the hard work, all of the persistence is about to pay off. And so you are about to receive public recognition, if that's what you want, an award, a certificate, whatever that is for you. You're going to be recognized for all of the good work that has come before. So if it is the end of an employment contract, it could be that you are really recognized in that retirement piece, in the redundancy piece, whatever that is, whatever's happening for you. And know that everything is going to unfold beautifully, that even though you might not know right now in this moment how the next chapter is going to unfold, you can be assured that it is going to unfold exactly as it is supposed to, and you are going to be recognized for who you are and what you bring to the table. It's often sometimes when we are pushed out of somewhere or we're made redundant or the job disappears that we actually start to realize that we were being overlooked anyway in that position, that we have all of these skills and experiences. And it's only when we start to put our CV and go for interviews and speak to people and recruiters and all of that, that we start to realize that we have got so many gifts that we could be sharing with the world. And we have just not been realizing how amazing we are as human beings, because we have been maybe being taken for granted. So, how can you support yourself in this next chapter? Know that everything is going to unfold beautifully, that there is going to be good news on the horizon, and that you can now be recognized for all of the skills and the experiences that you have had and that you've built up from the past. Go find your friends, go find the places where you can be inspired, go find where you can find that support mechanism to help you through on this next chapter. I hope this has resonated with you today. If you are going through an end of an era type of a situation, I'm feeling very drawn to the job recruitment redundancy type reading with this for some reason. That's what's calling me. Maybe that's the people who are going to mostly listen to this episode are. But if you've enjoyed this episode and you want more of this, then do check back in again tomorrow or download some of the ones from the past if you need some more insight and guidance today. But if you're somebody who wants to take stock of your skills and experiences, someone who wants to reconnect to your zone of genius, to your superpowers, to remember how amazing you are, then do join me on the next gratitude journey. We're going to be running the next gratitude journey. And whenever you listen to this, so the gratitude journeys run in February, May, August, and November. So if you're listening to this and you're round about one of those months, then do go to journeytogratitude.com and sign up for the next gratitude journey. Because as well as really embracing this idea and embodiment of gratitude every single day, we really get into the nitty-gritty of your skills, your superpowers, your zone of genius, what makes you you, and how amazing you already are, as well as all of these other amazing aspects of life. So go check that out. Do subscribe to the podcast. You can subscribe at oracleyou.com, and I will be back here again tomorrow.
Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building events. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.